Arthur, congratulations. A couple of draft analysts have compared you to Ray Lewis because of your style of play, and he was a little undersized for that Miami. Have you heard that comparison, and what does that mean to you?
No, I've heard it from from person to person, but honestly, it's an honor to be even mentioned in the same sentence with him. I have a lot of respect for Ray, not only the player that he is, but the person in which he projects himself to be. He's truly had an impact on the game and on so many people throughout the game. That's what I respect and what I preach about him the most.
Arthur, how much did you feel that the Ravens were in on you from the combine?
Honestly, it was a tough situation in regards to trying to figure out who had the most interest. But I had a real good time during my workout with the linebackers coach. I really felt like he believed in what I was able to do. So just them choosing me and giving me the opportunity, I'm just honored.
Arthur, can you talk about your transfer and what led you to go to Kansas State?
It was a family, family led decision. Truthfully, I was, during that time, really in need of, just some support and just really my family. And my father thought it would be best for me to come back home in regards to just the opportunity that lied there. And, initially I didn't want to, me being where I was and in the position that I was in during that time. But, I eventually followed through with his advice and, may well during my time in my career at Kansas State.
Arthur, can you talk a little bit about being named captain at Kansas State after you transferred there? How did that come about?
Our captain was chosen, by our team, and I feel like my impact not only on the field but my impact off the field is what led, our team to deciding that I was a likely candidate to be a captain. And that just goes to show how much, off the field really does play a part in the impact on the field. So, I really, give credit to my team and, really just give me an opportunity to lead. And, being in that position, I learned so much and from my coach as well.
Arthur, what do you say to those, some people that question your lack of size, your lack of ideal size, I should say. How have you dealt with not being as big as some of the other linebackers?
Honestly, I really never, figured or considered myself to be a smaller linebacker. But I know to some it may matter, but you can never, measure the heart of a man. And, it really is just about, your willingness and, to put it all out. And I'm really willing to give it all up. So that's what I play with, my heart and my passion, my love for the game. And, that you really can't, throw a size on that.
Arthur, speak about leadership. Is that something that comes naturally to you and you don't shy away from?
No, I would say it doesn't, but there's always, I've always been, gravitated toward by others. And I just throughout my time at Kansas State, Coach Snyder was real helpful in assisting me in regards to developing me as a leader. And that's why I'm thankful for him and the opportunity that I had, to learn under him. Because it's really just all about, being one step ahead. And as long as you're one step ahead, you're able to lead and, setting an example for others to follow. And that's really truly what it is. And that's what I've always done throughout my entire life. So it does come naturally. And I'm learning and I'm growing in regards to my leadership ability. And, just been an enjoyable experience.
Arthur, you talked a little bit about Ray Lewis. Just your thoughts on coming in and competing for the spot that he held down here for so long.
What is that?
I said you mentioned Ray Lewis a little bit. Just your thoughts on coming in and competing for the spot that he obviously held down here for 17 years.
No, I think you said it best. It's a time, it's an opportunity to compete, to be in a position to play a great role within the defensive scheme, such as Ray did. Just with having the opportunity to fulfill, what he was able to accomplish throughout his time playing, it was a great honor.
Arthur, could you give me your own scouting report of yourself? What are your strengths you bring to this team?
I would say just my impact. Regardless, really coming in with a strong drive. Definitely a player that possesses great, instinct. But on top of that, just the athletic ability and the heart really to elevate, not only those natural skills. So, you know, really just, you know, I'm a downhill, hard-nosed type of player. You know, I love to run. I always play the pads expected, hoping for the run, though. But, you know, like I said, I'm versatile, not limited to any particular one linebacker position. But, you know, bring a lot. And I would say just my weaknesses, you know, I describe them as just room for improvement. You know, I can improve in really every area. And it's, you know, just a matter of time, and it's just a matter of commitment and a matter of dedication and just the willingness to invest time into developing my weaknesses, so to speak, in regards to just learning the scheme and, you know, being adjustable, you know, to the concept.
Arthur, what does it mean to you that the Ravens traded up to get you?
Like I said, you know, I told Harbaugh, and I appreciate, you know, them, you know, because it shows that they believe in me as a player and as a person, because that's what I projected myself throughout, you know, my college career. And, you know, just having the opportunity that they've given me, you know, with picking me, you know, where they did, you know, just, you know, shows that they believe in me, and I'm definitely, you know, ready to be a big part of this team.
Arthur, having a brother who played in the NFL, how much has that helped you prepare for this?
I think it gives me, you know, insight in regards to just how to approach it, and, you know, just being able to watch, observe, and, you know, listen to him, you know, and going through his experience, you know, is definitely, you know, giving me, like I said, you know, insight in regards to how I need to approach, you know, this coming year, and, you know, really enjoying, you know, the time, you know, investing a lot of time in regards to just, you know, being the best that I can be, you know, making an impact, you know, initially, you know, not waiting, but, man, really willing to make an impact.
Arthur, you did a combine interview with them, and did you do anything else? Did you visit or work out for Baltimore privately?
I didn't get a chance to visit, but I did, you know, I did do a private workout, and I did get the chance to meet with the coaching staff there at the combine.
Arthur, needless to say, it's exciting to get drafted by an NFL team. What's it mean to come to a team with this type of heritage, a winning tradition?
it's great, you know, like just the tradition and the history that, you know, plays behind just what this team has been able to accomplish. You know, like I said, with some of the players that have been a part of this team, like I said, it's an honor to even be, you know, part of it.